From Press Communications, LLC, this is Jersey Shore Matters.
It's a bit of a different Jersey Shore Matters today. I'm Valerie Seagraves, and thank you for joining me. Just recently, I was at Dine On Us at Martell's Tiki Bar. What you're about to hear are the heartfelt words of Cliff Baker, the man who started this decades ago. And you'll hear the story of the other heroes that made this happen.
Thank you for coming out today to this beautiful day, our ninth annual chef tasting at the beach. Is everyone having a great day? Is the food unbelievable? Every chef in there donated their time, their food, and their service today. So let's give them a big thank you. Now today I want to talk to you about a journey that took 13 years to get here today. Chef Mike from Atlantic Bar and Grill. Mike, would you please come out here? Chef Mike, for 13 years, Mike has walked every step of this journey. But what Mike didn't realize at the time was that this journey had started for me 30 years prior while serving in the Navy. On the Mediterranean Ocean for about 40 days, we were starving. We finally pulled into Cannes, France for one day of liberty and something to eat. We walk around what felt like hours. We couldn't find any place to eat. A random couple came out of their home and asked us if we needed help. We told them we were looking for a place to eat. They said, there's no restaurant here for miles. They said, why don't you come on inside and we'll make you a meal. A random couple in France brought us home, brought us into their home, made the steak and eggs, a meal I will never forget. We go back on the water, we go back on our tour, we're headed towards the Persian Gulf. We pull into the Persian Gulf. We then get an emergency change of orders to come back out of the Persian Gulf and go to Yugoslavia. The ship that took our spot, the USS Stark, 4 hours later was hit by a missile. 42 of our sailors died. Was hit in sonar either where I was living or working. I came home with so much emotion, anger, guilt, not knowing why I came back home. Why did I come home? Fast forward to 30 years later, Hurricane Sandy hits us. We're devastated, the storm's devastated. I was like, all right, God, I hear you. I go back to work, I go to one of our customers. We're doing our Monday morning routine, and in walks two young military boys. I'm like, what are you guys doing here? Oh, we're here helping you restore the shore. We're looking for something to eat. We're like, oh my God, come on inside. We bought them lunch. We start talking to them. We said, what are you guys doing here? We talked to them. They filled us in. We said, you know what? Thanksgiving is only a couple weeks away. What do you guys got planned? Well, nothing. We're from Kentucky. We have no place to go. I said, well, you know what? You do now. You're coming to our home. We're going to open our home. We're going to have you at our house for Thanksgiving. He says, that's great. I said, you know what? You tell everybody who's over there helping us restore the shore, they're coming to our house. They said, Cliff, that's great, but there's 350 of us. Oh my God. The panic sets in. I'm like, okay, let me take your information. I go out to the car, catching my breath. I say, what am I gonna do? The one thing I do, I say, I call Chef Mike. I said, Mike, I just committed to feed 350 people. Before I could finish my sentence, Mike said, let's go. We got this. Mike puts out the word to all his fellow chefs. We put out the word to all our vendors. And within days, we've got food coming in. We've got supplies coming in. We are ready to blow this thing up. We get everything assembled in our house. We destroy the house. I mean, we got a little kitchen. We just destroy the place. We are getting ready to serve. Mike comes up with a plan. He says, we're going to do 3 stations of 100. Rotate them in, rotate them out. We get the call that they're not allowed to come to our home. They're not allowed to cross the Seaside Bridge. By chance, one of our volunteers raises his hand and says, I'm a volunteer fireman. I'm like, yeah? He goes, I can get you a fire truck, come here, pick up the meals, package them onto the fire truck, and he crossed the bridge and delivered 350 meals to all our first responders. It was the first hot meal delivered to them. Oh, no, we're not done. That's just the warm-up. Mike and I just decided to meet at Aqua Blue a couple days later to do a recap. We're like, dude, what the hell did we just do? Like, my gosh, I can't believe we pulled this off. In the bar was the mayor of Maniloki.
who overheard our conversation. Hey guys, I heard what you guys are talking about. He goes, we've got a bunch of first responders in the Manalogan area. Do you think you could help us? So Mike and I look at each other. Mike goes, let's go. Let's go. I said, Mike, I can't do this out of my house again. I said, we're going to blow this thing up. Kathy from Aqua Blue happens to walk by, hears the conversation, drops the keys to her restaurant in our hands. We put the team together. Now, I want to call up some other people who have been by our side. My wife, Terry, Tiffany and Ed Sasso, would you guys please come up? Chef James from Ohana Grill, would you please come up? Chef Andy from Waypoint. Artie Perez, I seen Artie. And is Todd and Len Adams, Todd Adams here today? So everybody I'm calling up right now is the team Mike put together along with 50 other volunteers to help us pump out 600 meals on that first Christmas. Now this group of volunteers has been with us from that moment for the next 10 years. 10 years, Chef Mike organized Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, and a summer barbecue to 1,500 people every year. Mike, all these people right behind you, that's your army, man. That's your troops. Mike loves the military, loves our first responders, but claims he never served. I said, Mike, you served. You served us for 13 years. These are your loyal troops behind you. This is your military. Bro, this and the 50 people every year fought for you. Now, Mike would have us up at the crack ass of dawn every Thanksgiving and every Christmas. Now, yeah, he would tell us 6, which meant 5 o'clock to Chef Mike. So we did this for 10 years, right? Then that thing, COVID hits. COVID hits, shuts us all down. Shuts down our restaurant families immediately. I said, Mike, we can't let this happen. Our family has been supporting us for 10 years. What can we do? Mike says, let's go. We got a plan. We're gonna start buying meals from the restaurants who had to shut down. So instead of them donating all their food to us, we started buying meals from the same restaurants who used to donate to us to give to those in need. We didn't have much money. We didn't work on a big budget, probably about 25 grand a year, nothing big. The word got out and we grew within the first 6 months to over $500,000 of donations. The first year, we raised $1 million. In a year, us on our own, this little family right here, raised $1 million and we purchased 100,000 meals. Used every penny we raised to help keep our restaurants, our brothers, our sisters, our family in business until this passed. Mike, let's go. Let's go. We're still not done. We're still not done. During this time, we had some craziness. The money got so big. We were told we had to get a board. We had to get an organization. We had to get bylaws, all this stuff. And within a pinch, we emergency brought on some people who turned out to be bad egos, they weren't on our program, they didn't understand our way of life. And we got stabbed in the back. Mike, we got a sucker punch, right? How long did that last? About 20 minutes. Rick Paxton told us the other day, you were down for about 20 minutes, Cliff. You and Mike had this back up and running in 20 minutes. Mike, if they're gonna hit us any harder, dude, not a little bitch slap. They gotta come at us hard, Mike. Hard to knock us down and keep us down. So Mike got back up. I said, Mike, our active military need our help. What can we do? They're stuck on the base. They can't come off the base. So Mike goes, I got an idea. I got a plan. Let's get the gift card program going. Let's find a way to get them off the base. So we organized a gift card package. Each package was valued at $400 each. We gave them a fine dining gift card. We gave them a family-style gift card so they could have a date night, a family night. We gave them a Wawa gas gift card because they're not going anywhere unless they got some gas. We had, Artie's sitting right here next to us, got Casino Pier involved, right? Bowling, Casino Pier, movie theaters. We gave them a whole week's worth of entertainment, dining and entertainment, and of course, we got to finish off with Coors Ice Cream. Ohana Grill's right here. We got our fine dining restaurant involved. We just kept going. Now, the event we're at right now, Chef Tasting, guess where it started? Right here, our boy Chef Mike. Endless Summer, our very first one was Endless Summer on the beach. Remember that, Mike? That's what got this started. So we are here today, 13 years later, because of everything this man has done for us. Now, you heard everything has been done during disasters, Hurricane Sandy, COVID, mutiny on the board. He didn't run from the fight. Mike stepped up into the fight, ran right towards it. Now, I have the XO right here, and I have the CMC right here. They like to come up and stand by your side to say thank you for your support. Thank you. We have James, the XO, and we have Z, the CMC. Now, what they want to thank you for, Mike, yeah, we're still not done. Chef Mike was informed that during Valentine's Day, they really didn't have much of an event going on. They maybe were going to get a hamburger or a hot dog. Mike, is that how we roll? Hell no, we don't roll that way. Mike got word. Mike put together a surf and turf dinner for our active military. These two right here remember that. They remember what a phenomenal night it was. Surf and turf, the biggest piece of filet mignon, tender as could be, and a big lobster tail. Mike, they're right here next to you to say thank you. Our military is standing right next to you, Mike, to say thank you for everything you have done. This is your team. This is who you're fighting it for. Big Navy guy. Now, there's one last thing I'm going to have to read. I don't read much, but there were some notes. I want to make sure I didn't forget anything. Way too many pages. All right, so I need all our team back up. I don't know where all our team went. Terry, Sassos, everybody in here. So some of the numbers I went over with Mike. And another thing Mike has done is Mike has donated a sick amount of gift cards and alcohol to every event we have done. Every event. So I had Rick Papson crunch some of the numbers. And over the past 13 years, Mike, you have supported us with over $3 million worth of meals, gift cards, donations, alcohol, everything. Now here's a little something we put together. We're doing this for Mike today because this is his last year at Chef Mike's Lamb Bar and Grill. We are not sure what the future is going to hold. We are not sure what's next. But I could not end this Chef Tasting without giving this tribute to Mike. So Mike, one last thing, I took this from the Navy. As someone retires from the Navy, they're red to watch. I tweaked it a little bit for us. For 13 years, the sailors stood by the watch. Why, some of us were still in our bunks at the crack of dawn. You stood watch at Cafe Italia. He stood watch so our families and fellow countrymen could have a hot meal soundly and safely. Today we are here to say shipmate, the watch stands relieved. Relieved by those you have trained, guided, and led. Chef Mike, you stand relieved. We have the watch. Thank you for all your years of service. This is your legacy. This is how you will be remembered. We had this made for you. I'm gonna read it off. Dine and us, supporting our active military, presented this Chef Mike Jerez in grateful appreciation of your many years of loyal service and dedication to Dine and us. We could not have done this without you. Your commitment and passion has made an everlasting impact. October 5th, 2025.
That's our program this morning, a very special one indeed. Join me here next week, same time, for another episode of Jersey Shore Matters. I'm Valerie Seagraves.
This was Jersey Shore Matters. Hear episodes every Sunday morning. right here on Press Communications, LLC.